Nice and quiet and gentle.
Thank you.
Lovely, lovely tunes. Lovely tunes. So, hey, back to jigs. So, Lisa, you're back.
Yeah, sorry, that phone call I told you I was waiting on earlier. As soon as you got started, ring, ring.
That's okay, you got to take care of business. So we're going to play Father O'Flynn and Father Tom's Wager and the Lilting Fishermen. So somebody told me, he sent me an email, I can't remember who it was now, said the Lilting Fishermen is their favorite tune. So Father O'Flynn, just for you guys out there, was the very first tune I learned to play on the accordion. The very first. So my father got me my nine coupler. I'll have to take it out next week maybe and show it to you. Big, heavy accordion. I learned the inside row, the buttons on the inside row, push and pull, and Father O'Flynn in 2 weeks. And then I think I learned Saddle the Pony, and then I learned a hornpipe. Forget which hornpipe. And then I went to the All Britain Flocyol music competition and got my ass kicked on that one. But I got the adjudication sheet. I have it here somewhere. And Vincent Tighe was a lovely accordion player. And he's long gone now, unfortunately. But he was adjudicating me. His son was a really good player at the time. And he put on the adjudication sheet, shows promise. And that's all I needed, you know. So that's it. That was the only competition I lost in the younger age groups in my whole time competing. But it was a great experience and nerve-wracking. We were late. We missed it. We used to have buses in England. You know, the bus would take a whole group of people to the FLA. And I think it was in Birmingham. And we missed the bus. And that's surprising because my father doesn't drink. So I don't know why we missed the bus. But it wasn't alcohol-induced or anything. But so I remember we got there and we're rushing into, and they called my name, and I had to rush in the door, put on the accordion, and play. And so that was a little nerve-wracking. So
I said, John, I mentioned to you in the email that it's one of my all-time favorites.
Yes,
for sure. I fondly remember Daddy coming home from a FLA. I was probably maybe 9, 10 years old or thereabouts. I hadn't started playing yet. But, you know, always had an interest in the tunes. But Dad came home from the FLA and he said, well, I heard this smashing jig. And I was swistling it and lilting it away from myself on the street every chance I got a bit of peace and quiet. So I keep it in my head. But then there was so much talk in the car coming home because he traveled with 3 or 4 other, you know, followers of the tunes back then, which, mind you, in North Tipperary were fairly few and far between.
Right, yeah.
But anyway, the tune came back to him in the middle of the night. And he got up and got out the box and played it and kept it and kept it. And the version he played and, you know, and learned is very like what you play yourself.
Well, you know, I learned it because my father lilted it.
Right.
And, you know, Wexford.
Well, I love the key change in it.
Yeah. I do too. Yes.
So yeah.
From G to D. But my father used to lilt it around the house. So and so when I play it sometimes in concert, I'll lilt it, and I'll get the audience to lilt along with me. So,
sure.
So if I start lilting, just lilt away there. You know, I won't be able to hear you, so you don't have to worry about it. You'll hear me, though, and that could be pretty bad. So what did I say? The father of... And then... And then, here we go.